Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, some strong to severe thunderstorms pushed across northeast Kansas, producing 1.5-inch diameter hail near Topeka and baseball-sized hail east-southeast of Paxico in Waubonsie County. As the frontal boundary slides further to the south and east, temperatures fall significantly behind it with readings in the 50s today. We could be a few degrees warmer if we see any break in cloud cover. Winds will be gusty up to 40 miles per hour. A ridge of high pressure from Canada building in will keep us cool for the weekend. A few disturbances pass by with slight chances of rain. The growing season, obviously a concern as we fall into the mid-30s for overnight lows into Sunday morning. Breezy today with a high temperature in the mid-50s, a north wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight's low 32. North central Kansas, scattered storms this morning with today's high 58. Showers this morning in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. Windy and cooler in southwestern Kansas, our high 58. Scattered storms this morning in south central Kansas are high 72, mid-70s with falling temperatures in southeast Kansas. I'm Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, live cattle futures were a mixed bag with a closer contracts and live cattle lower and differed contracts higher. Feeder cattle were higher in the front month and lower thereafter. Hog futures were mixed. As far as the grains are concerned, corn futures are slightly lower this morning after Wednesday's two-sided session, where futures closed slightly lower for the second straight day. Soybeans are lower this morning as products are both lower, reversing Wednesday's slightly higher close. Traders continue to worry about demand for U.S. soybeans in the world markets, even though we are seldom competitive with Brazil at this time of the year. Wheat futures are lower this morning as there is now at least a chance of some light rainfall in the dry areas of Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.